philosophies in my experience and my experiment.
Oh, I'm having one of those days where I've got like so much going on in my head and I need to externalize it just to gain some clarity. This is kind of like a projector thing. There's this whole universe living within all of us, really. And, you know, I think about this all the time when it comes to creativity. We have this full universe of us inside of us, and until it has an expression, it's not real, right? Like in human design, all the energy is moving towards the throat. The throat is our center of manifestation. And what it means to manifest isn't like anything to do with the law of attraction. It's about taking something that lives inside of you and manifesting it in outside of yourself, bringing something inside of you into existence. And it isn't, it's existing within you, but until it's existing outside of you, it hasn't manifested. So what I'm doing right now here is manifesting. I'm making real something that lives within me. I'm giving it an expression in the world, and then it exists out there as something that is tangible, as a thing, right? Whether that is an expression of words, a song, a painting, just a conversation. It's taking something that lives within me and giving it an expression outside of myself. I need to excuse the coughing. I'm a little bit sick. We've had a lot of sickness. My husband had COVID, then we had the flu, and it's been 2 weeks. I'm just kind of coming to the other side, but there's like a little bit of coughing and stuff going on. So I apologize if that's distracting. Right. So back into the flow of things. So we have all this whole universe within us, right? And so there's this internal world, and the internal world is our thoughts and our feelings, ideas, inspiration. It's all in the internal world. And then there's the external world, right, where we take something within us and we bring it outside of us into some form of expression. Now, when it comes to human design, I've been thinking a lot about what it means to be a generator. I'm not one, but I have a lot of experience with them through all of the sessions that I do with generators and working with them, but also being married to a manifesting generator, raising a manifesting generator. I have a lot of experience, and that I'm a projector. I see into people. I'm my aura is penetrating, and I'm constantly taking all of you in, your energy. I know myself through the reflect, like you, through knowing you, I know me. So being a projector can be kind of an interesting trip, right? Because we are here for the other, and we are here to be recognized and invited from the other. So we are told that as a projector, our job really is to be visible and to be seen, because then when we're seen, we can be recognized and invited to things. But that can create this relationship with external validation. And in fact, before I even knew human design, external validation was a really big theme for this podcast, right? Because I felt like I was constantly seeking some kind of external validation. Interestingly, knowing my design, I know that I'm kind of built for that. There is this element of external validation that is required for me to be recognized and to be invited to things. And when we talk about authority, or when we're talking about like the strategy, not the authority, but the strategy for a projector, wait to be recognized, wait for the invitation. And so there can be this powerlessness that comes along with that, because we're waiting for somebody else, right? Like, and I used to always talk about the white knight, no one's coming to save me kind of thing, you know? Well, like, why am I just waiting here to be like, for like, it feels like I'm just kind of wasting away here, not taking action on anything, because I'm waiting for like some fucking magical prince to ride up and throw me on the back of the horse and off we go into the sunset or whatever. And that felt really unhealthy. in some ways, or yeah, powerless. And then I started to see if there's this internal world within me and the external. So in human design, everything is a binary. It's this or that, right? So we have represented in the black in our chart, we have what is conscious for us, our personality. And this really represents who we see ourselves and how we experience ourselves. And then we have the red in the chart, and the red is unconscious or design. And that is how it's also referred to as body, depending on where you're pulling your charts from. But essentially, the red represents what is unconscious for us, how the world, how the other experiences us and sees us. So there's the internal and the external represented right there. The internal world, how I see myself, represented in black. The external world, how the world sees me, represented in red. But when we think about our strategy, we don't think about it from our internal and external worlds. It's like recognition and invitation must come from without, from external, from the other. But what if invitation and recognition first came from within? What if we separated the two so that the invitation and recognition was an internal game first? So I've heard a lot of people say you can just feel invited to things, right? Like, and at first I was like, well, hang on. No. The text says that an invitation comes from outside of ourselves. It comes from somebody else. But what I've recognized is that when I'm working with generators, I can see all these different layers. And in fact, I recorded a 27-minute audio on responding. So if you're a generator or a manifesting generator, there's an audio little lecture, I guess, on what it means to respond from all the different angles. I'm not going to go into depth here, but if you want that, it's $15 and Australian dollars, so fucking bargain if you're in the States. But it really breaks down what it means to respond from what I recognize as a projector. But essentially, when it comes to responding, there's like the gut response, right? Like, I think people are really quick to go responding to what's in your awareness. But there's also like this internal response, right? Like, so there's like the sacral response, which is a yes or a no. Or I find that it's like excitement or not, you know? And yeah, so there's like this internal response. And there is responding to what's in your awareness. So what are you noticing that you would like to respond to? And then there's this other layer of responding, which is the external, right? So there's internal responding, listening to your gut, listening to your sacral. There is external responding, responding to what's in your environment. And then there's like responding to the other. And when I talk about the other, I mean people, other auras. And so I wrote this post on Instagram just the other day about being a generator and how like there's this real like using the door. Like I have this analogy of the door. So between you and what you're, the other person that you're responding to, there is a door. So you notice something in your awareness that is to respond to. And if there's another person involved in this response that is going to be affected by your energy, then it's really important to put a door between you and them and just knock on the door first, right? Like, hey, are you open? Is the door cracked open? You know, like, is it sealed shut? do they want you to come in and help them or not? And that's as simple as like responding to the person. So you have the internal response, you have the environmental awareness response, and then you have the other person response, right? So as a projector, I feel like the invitation and recognition, there is two versions of this. Or maybe there's three, I don't know. But right now I'm playing with two. The internal. What do I recognize about myself? What do I feel called towards? What do I feel is inviting right now? What is inviting me? And then there's the external, being recognized by the other people, being invited by the other. And so just like with the generator, if I'm going about responding, if I was a generator, I was going about responding to what my sacral lit up around and there wasn't anyone else involved, it's like that is something to respond to. Create, make, build, tend to your own garden, do your own thing, create, build, nurture, sustain, et cetera, right? When there's no one else involved or no one else's energy being impacted negatively in terms of like you're not putting your energy into somebody else but into your own things and your own stuff, then yeah, like tend to your own garden, mate, right? When it comes to being a projector, if it's just you doing something that you love, fucking do it, right? And then share it with the world. Recognize yourself first. This all came up because I did a session this morning with a mental projector, and I've been playing a lot recently exploring what it means, what success means to me as a projector. And oh my God, there's like helicopters and stuff going around. And what success feels like for me and when do I feel it? And it's interesting because what came up for me was like there's kind of two types of success, internal success and external success. And the magic is when the two are interlinked. So let me give you an example. I feel like success for me personally is like rock star energy. When I feel like a fucking rock star, cool as fuck, you know, like in my creative flow, just like fucking not nailing it, because it's not about nailing it, because I'm not actually nailing anything. Like I'm not even really perfecting something. I'm just being in the energy of right now and it's feeling good, right? So I think about like when I'm just driving around in my car and I'm listening to music that just fucking rocks and I'm singing and I'm just feeling myself, you know, like this is good. This is a rock star and I feel fucking cool. And it wouldn't matter if someone drove up next to me, I'd still be there like kind of bopping away because it's just feeling good to me. And I think about like when I was a kid and you know, and I was the kid that was always had the hairbrush and the music pumped and I would be dancing in front of the mirror feeling like a fucking rock star. And I loved performing and dancing and, you know, making art and doing all that stuff. It was all stuff that I loved to do. And if I, you know, and I would just be doing it on my own. I would be in my own internal little world doing my own thing, right? And then sometimes I would also be in my external world and I would be with friends and I, you know, and I was always kind of like, because I'm an alpha projector, I have the channel of alpha, which is the 7, 31, 7. And so there is this like democratic leadership aspect to me. And Ra says it's like the kid who's like, okay, now we're all going to go off to the playground. And if there's recognition there, then everyone will follow, you know? And if there's not, the kid's going to go off and be like, oh, no one followed me. Where is everyone? You know? Where actually it's more like, hey, you know, like, what do we feel like doing? We want to go to the playground. Yeah, let's go to the playground. And then the, you know, the alpha kind of like leads the process. But if the recognition isn't there, they're there by themselves and they're feeling really rejected and hurt because they thought that they were leading, they were a leader, but they're only a leader when recognized. It's kind of like a bit brutal of an energy, but it is what it is. And so, you know, like my external success would always look like me successfully, you know, like creating some kind of experience for me and my crew. And I have this like visual of me kind of like, you know, there's the internal rock star, which is really just me being in my own creative juice, doing my own thing. No, there's no external, no attachment to anything external. You know, it's just like doing it for the sake of doing it because I want to do it and because it's kind of cool, feels cool. Not good, but cool. It's like a different feel. And then there's the external, right? And the external recognition feels like to me being a rock star, being on stage and then like, you know, adoring fans and then like walking backstage with my little crew and everyone's high-fiving, great show, awesome work, you know, and then we go into the meet and greet and I get to meet people who, you know, enjoy my work. And that's really what external success feels like, right? Like it's eyes on me, a bit of adoration, which feels really weird to kind of admit because I don't act like, because I'm not about being a guru, right? Like I don't want to be anyone's guru. I don't want people putting me on a pedestal, but I do want them to recognize me. I do want them to enjoy the work that I create in the world. That's not about me being more intelligent or more like above someone. It's about me just doing something that I love to do and having that be really appreciated and acknowledged by the world at large, right? So that's the external version of projected success for me, is this recognition, appreciation of who I am. Because at the end of the day, I'm not the things that I do. I am, you know, like being recognized for who I am as a projector with a defined G, defined throat, defined spleen, like 1-3, which is all about, you know, knowledge and experience, particularly the experience. So being recognized, and I've got individual circuitry, being recognized for being me, oh, that's rock star. That is fucking rock star. Not what I do, like, so, yeah, like appreciate the things that I create, but like me. You know, sounds kind of maybe a little bit, I don't know, whatever, I'm suspending judgment on myself. So the point is that I feel like there are an internal version and an external version of our authority. No, sorry, our strategy. So there is like the internal invitation, the internal recognition, recognizing what's important to me, recognizing my value, recognizing, you know, like putting some boundaries around my energy, recognizing that my time in this lifetime is important and has value. And also like just self-recognition, like recognizing, yeah, I am a rock star. And then this internal invitation, what am I feeling invited to? What do I want to explore? Because the waiting isn't waiting. It's, you know, it is waiting, but it's also preparing. And I feel like what we're preparing for as projectors is the merging of these two worlds, but without, like I said before, without expectation or attachment. So the invitation has to be something that is feels good for you just for the sake of it's going to be something that feels cool for you to do. Or for you to explore, right? And then the true recognition and invitation comes from the sharing of that, the sharing of what you're learning, the sharing of what you're creating, the sharing of what you're observing. And that can be related to various different aspects of our chart. And then there is, like, so we're learning and we're creating things and we're sharing that with the world. We're making the internal external. We're taking what was living within us and creating something out of what was in us and bringing it to life externally. And then when we do that, hopefully, the theory is that the external will start to recognize, oh, you're actually really talented at this. Hey, I've got this invitation for you. And that's when the world, that's true success for the projector, is the merging of what feels internally successful with what you're being recognized and invited to externally. Yes. Yes. That is what I wanted to say. It took a long time to get there because it's quite multi-layered, right? Because there are these two distinct pieces of us. Us as we see and experience ourselves, our internal world, our internal experience. It's very personal. And this may be more flavored because I'm a 1-3, so it is all about me. You know, me, my experience, my knowledge, my what I'm interested in. You know, I don't have the 4-6. So the interpersonal stuff, I don't learn through relationship. I learn through personal experience. So there may be that little piece there, but which is flavoring this internal experience. But I feel like, you know, there's the internal and then there's the external, the way the world experiences us. And the aim is to bring those together. And I guess it's the same for a generator, responding internally and, you know, and then responding to what's in their environment. And then if they need to connect with someone else's energy around that, making sure that they're responding to that person, you know. So there's like the internal, if it's not affecting anyone else, fucking go for your life. And then eventually that will lead to things external from you to respond to, or things external for you to be recognized and invited to. And, you know, the same probably could be true for manifestors. I haven't quite played with how that looks. Maybe it's about, yeah, anyway, I'm not going to go dig into that one today. I really just wanted to unpack this projector rock star thing and the internal and external worlds and how it's so important for us to recognize ourselves first and allow ourselves to feel invited without that expectation or attachment of a certain outcome. And it's through that the actual, that we get what we want, through releasing this attachment and expectation for outcome and allowing what we enjoy to just be what we enjoy. That's the thing that actually gets us the invitations and recognition. It feels kind of counterproductive, but it is. So that's it for me today. Until next time, peace out. Carlos and peace. I'm Carly Nimmo.